Good morning. Well, it's a blessing to be here this morning. Thankful to be here. Also thankful for this thing to set my notes on. I found out last week that my hands can get a mind of their own sometimes. But anyway, I'll do my best to share here. Growing up, I was taught how to pray about Jesus, how to pray and about Jesus. But from a young age, I had a rebellious heart, and as I got older, I became very good at hiding that rebellion. I was probably 8 or 9 when my cousins and I started sneaking out, smoking cigarettes. When I was 12 or 13, I became addicted to pornography. I remember often sneaking back inside from the office late at night, and my heart was so heavy with guilt that I couldn't sleep. I remember one night, I felt if I fell asleep, I would never wake up again. I remember telling God if he woke me up in the morning, then I would quit. I would quit watching porn, I would quit smoking. And I woke up next morning, and in a couple of weeks I was free, but before long, I went back to my addictions. A couple months after I turned 16, or at the age of 16, I joined a youth group and I was able to become free again from my addictions. A couple months after I turned 16, I started going to a different youth group that partied. The next year and a half of my life was filled with getting drunk almost every weekend and sometimes during the week. During this time, I became addicted to porn again, and then 2 weeks before my 18th birthday, my life changed. It was a Sunday evening. We were all at the youth supper. We had just finished eating when our pagers went off for an entrapment. So my dad, brother, and I went to the fire hall. I will never forget riding in the squad on the way to the accident and listening to the fire radio. As I was listening, my heart started getting heavy. The closer we got, the more I felt like it was going to be people we know. That was the night 3 of our friends were killed. During this time, our youth group became closer than we had ever been before. We all quit partying. I started praying again. I remember asking for forgiveness for my sins, but I never truly repented. It wasn't more than half a year after the accident that I started drinking again. And soon we were having parties again. And then when I was almost 20, I tried marijuana for the first time. After I turned 21, I started going to bars almost every weekend. And before long, I was using cocaine and Adderall. The next 4 years are a blur to me. At this point, my heart was hardened. I no longer felt guilty for anything I did or took. It seemed like I was two different people. Through the week, I was sober and never wanted to party again. But by the weekend, I was going to the bar and parties and getting drunk and high. I had also gotten good at hiding all my feelings and pushing every problem I had deep inside. And it felt like the only time I totally forgot everything was when I was high. 2016 was the last part of my life and also the best year of my life. By the beginning of 2016, I was starting to try meth every once in a while. And I knew something needs to change because I knew the path I was on was not going to end well. I would come home Sunday evenings around 5 or 6 after not sleeping at all the night before and often not even sleeping, barely sleeping Friday nights. I would feel so empty and alone. I would lay in bed tossing and turning till 11 or 12 at night. Some of the reason was because I was still high from the drugs I was on, but a lot of it was also I could no longer suppress the guilt I felt after a night of partying. I remember thinking, if only someone would come into my life that would love and understand me. At that point, I thought the reason I felt so empty was because I was single. But after I was born again, I realized the reason I felt so empty and alone was because I had totally pushed Jesus away. And I've come to realize my heart was yearning for a relationship with Jesus Christ. This went on for several months. I started praying, just listening to gospel music so I could fall asleep. But I still never fully repented. Sunday evenings, I would tell myself, I'm going to quit. But by Friday evening, I was right back to partying. In March of 2016, I started connecting with a friend that I'd known for a couple of years. A couple of months later, I realized I truly cared for this girl. Remember the last time I got high, I thought of her right away. It was the first time in a couple of years that I regretted taking the drugs I had taken that night. We started dating a couple of weeks later, and I came to Cross Keys for the first time. I remember feeling very uncomfortable, but there was something here that I wanted. Couldn't quite grasp what it was, but it seemed like everyone had peace and their eyes shone. A couple months later, I gave my life to Christ. For the first time in my life, there was complete peace in my heart. That spring, I was baptized and got married in fall of 2017. Our daughter, Shana Maria, was born in December of 2018. It was then that I realized the love our Father has for us. When I look back and think of all the pain I caused him and those around me, I can't help but be amazed at his grace and mercy. There are so many times that I thought my life was over. I knew where I was headed, but I still continued in rebellion. I remember one time, after taking some synthetic drugs, I passed out. As I was sleeping, it felt like I was falling through the air and something was just pulling me and twisting me from every direction. At that time, I thought I was hallucinating, but looking back, I believe it was more than that, because the things I was taking were evil, or evil, and they're from the enemy. But God had a higher purpose for me, and I'm still on the journey, figuring out exactly what that is, but I'm excited to keep growing closer to Christ and fulfilling that purpose for him. A little over a year ago, when Jesse asked me for the first time if I'd like to share my testimony, I never got the courage to tell him I would, but since then, as I was thinking back, you know, over that time in my life, and as some of the memories came back to me, I would find myself asking, why did I do the things I did? And there's a couple of reasons I thought of. But I believe the number one reason is I didn't have that relationship with Jesus Christ that he desires. Another reason I thought of already was, instead of asking the Lord to help me overcome the things I had seen the night my friends died, I kept everything inside. And it wasn't until after I gave my life to Christ that I didn't think of that scene that night at the accident, whenever somebody said their names or we talked about them, and I would just push them deep inside again. But now, when I think of that night, for the most part, I remember all the good times of when they were alive. And when I do think of that night now, I have complete peace. Another reason I thought of, I didn't like being that shy person that never knew what to say to people. When I didn't know them that well, I longed to be the person that could talk to anybody that wanted, and when I was high, I became that person. But I've come to enjoy being the person that God created me to be And as I continue growing closer to the Lord, I find it easier to open up to people. And there's a lot of things I could blame my past on, but we all have a choice to make with every temptation that we come across. We can either choose to give in to those temptations, we can blame the circumstances around us, or we can take it to the Lord and ask for his help in overcoming those temptations. And in the past, I would usually choose what seemed like the easiest thing to do, and I would give in to those temptations. I realize now that giving in is not the easiest choice because there were consequences for the things that I did. But praise the Lord, he brought me out of that dark time of my life and is leading me on a journey that is much more fulfilling and rewarding.